Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, the Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining the show today. And just so I don't forget at the end, I want to wish all our listeners happy holidays and a happy New Year's, wherever you're celebrating. And on today's show, my guest is Terry Lacey. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
And for those of you that may not know, she's been on the show before. Terry is the CEO or Chief Executive Officer for our Way Memorial Community Health Centers, right?
Yes, it'll 2 years in January.
Right, yeah. Right. That's so exciting.
Yes.
So exciting. So again, thank you for joining the show today. You know, I really think we have lots of listeners on the show and lots of people in our community. And I think sometimes there is some confusion about the Way Memorial Community Health Centers and Way Memorial Hospital.
Sure.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yes, I'd be happy to. And I can understand the confusion,
okay.
You know, because we have a very similar name. We serve the same community, but we are two separate entities. We are two separate organizations, and we both have our own workforce. We both have our own governing board. Way Memorial Community Health Centers, we have about 20 sites of primary care offices, women's health offices, pediatric offices. We have 3 walk-in offices. We provide dental care, behavioral health, and new this year is we added podiatry. And so we're a multi-specialty network of doctor offices, which serves the community across 4 counties. We are a federally qualified health center, so we are created to respond to the needs of our community. And that's why we have to have our separate board of directors. Actually, what's unique about a federally qualified health center is over 51% of our patients have to make up our board,
mm-hmm.
so that we make sure that we're responsive to our patients and to our board. And actually, our board is made up of about 86% of our board are patients.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's so important for our community to know how important, first of all, how important our community health centers are, but also the input that our community provides to your board, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And as you know, you're aware, we're undergoing our community health needs assessment, which we have to do once every 3 years. But that information really helps inform our strategic priorities. And so everybody has the ability
mm-hmm.
to provide input and give us suggestions on what they believe are the community health needs. And, you know, this year through the survey, it really touches on things other than what people see as health. Because physical health is really only about 20% of our overall health. But what else makes up our health is our behavioral health,
mm-hmm.
Or our behaviors that drive our health, such as smoking or drinking, alcohol, but also the social determinants of health. And so it really looks to see, do people have enough money to pay their prescriptions?
Right.
Do they have enough food? And is it healthy food? Can they pay their electric bill? Do they have heating? Because we recognize that if people can't address those personal needs, they're not going to take care of their physical health, because
right.
it's just not a priority.
Right.
Their priority is making sure that their lights are on and there's food on their table, and that they're not going to take their prescriptions if they can't afford to get
mm-hmm.
their prescriptions. So this year we've also created a case management department. And in the case management department, we have social workers and we have nurses and we have individuals that are called community health workers that can really help connect people with resources, including insurance. So we take care of everyone,
mm-hmm.
regardless of their ability to pay. So please, if you're listening and you feel like you don't have the funds to access medical care, reach out to us, because we have community health workers that will work with you to either help you get medical assistance or help you get insurance through the Penny website.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't qualify for those, we have a sliding fee scale. And some of our patients pay $0 for their medical, dental, and behavioral health visits.
Right.
So if you feel as though you need care, and you don't believe that you have the ability to pay for it, reach out to us.
Right. And that's what the Waymore Community Health Centers / FQHC was specifically designed for, is to help individuals that feel that they can't afford health care.
Yes.
And then, you know, it's truly amazing how, you know, much more that you provide as a health center for our community. Like you're talking about the social determinants of health. I remember when I was doing diabetes care, you know, I'd ask patients, do you take your medicine? And they'd be like, I would take this one, but not this one because the cost is too much and I have to pay buy food and I have to pay my electric. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what you are saying is you have your staff that can help patients work through that, right?
Yes, we do. We have special prescription programs.
Right.
And if not through our prescription program, our social workers, our community health workers will work directly with the drug manufacturers to get special rebates, to get, you know, medication for free. So, yeah, there's a lot of different avenues that we can help.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you feel as though you're kind of stuck and you haven't been able to get help, reach out and we'll definitely explore different options that may exist that you're not aware of.
Right. And they can go on the website for information, for contact information, or is there a number that they can call? You know, I know there are so many numbers out there.
Sure. Our outreach and enrollment office,
right.
Which is on our website, that mm-hmm. would be the office that would be able to connect them with mm-hmm. care. And if they're already a patient of Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers and you're struggling with any of those things that we just talked about, talk to your provider,
right.
because they can put in a referral to the case management mm-hmm. department.
Right. And I know, you know, you had mentioned the community health needs assessment, you know, and again, we are encouraging our community to go on there. And, you know, there are questions about the hospital. There are specific questions about the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, which is so important. And then we also have the questions about social determinants of health that we talked about. So you can visit our website at WMH.org and go under the community tab and, you know, click that link. And I think it takes less than 5 minutes really to fill out that survey, because that's something as a hospital, as a community health center, we need their input.
Absolutely.
To make our community better, mm-hmm. to make our services better. That's what the goal of it is, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, you talked about so many of the different services that are provided by the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. Can you talk a little bit about the recruitment efforts, right? Especially sure. about new providers.
Yes. We've been very fortunate. We've recruited about 40 new providers over the past 18 months between our walk-in sites, podiatry, behavioral health providers, pediatricians, family medicine doctors, internal medicine doctors, and dentists. So we've been very successful over this past year in our recruitment.
Right.
And we're very, you know, because we're also looking ahead at retirements to make sure that the age of our workforce,
right.
you know, is... As the baby boomers get older, so does our workforce get older. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're recruiting so that we have a pipeline of providers to provide service
right.
in this community.
Right. And I know we didn't talk about this before, but how many employees do you have now?
Yeah. we hit over 400 this past year.
Wow.
So I think we're at about 410.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And of those 410, we have about 115 providers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
So as we've recruited mm-hmm. all of those professional staff, what that means is we also have to make sure that we're doing a lot of workforce development
right.
and creating programs for support staff to help support the medical and behavioral health and dental providers. So this past year, we've started a partnership with the University of Pittsburgh School of Dentistry, and we have a dental assistant program here within our home. We have an office in Honesdale and an office in Pike County for dental. In addition, we have our NEMA program, which is an apprentice program to develop medical assistants. And what's really nice about these programs is it pays people living wage while they're learning in going to school. So over the course of the training, you have full benefits, you get a salary, and you also at the end will finish with either a certification as a dental assistant or a certification as a medical assistant.
Right. And you just graduated to new dental hygienists.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just want to encourage people because the Waymo Memorial Community Health Center's just launched their own Facebook page too. So make sure they like that. And like, if you're listening and you're on Facebook, make sure you like the Waymo Memorial Community Health Center Facebook page. Yeah. And you can get all those stories and all that information about the program. You also, a very active medical assistant program, correct? Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, our NEMA program, it's the National Institute for Medical Assistant Advancement. And you don't have to have any experience, mm-hmm. In the medical field, but you just have to have a desire to want to help people. And it's really a great entryway into healthcare. And it is a program that we do within our clinics. So you'd be assigned to a clinic. And then, there are other students that you would get together with once a week at our Hamlin location where we have clinical skills labs. And there are preceptors, there are mentors. So it really is a program that helps, will help you every step of the way. There is a lot of, studying that has to be done in the evening. So there's a commitment that has to be made on behalf of the students.
Mm-hmm.
But upon completion, we have a graduation, and it's a virtual graduation because there are NEMA programs all across the country in which we graduate with. So it really is it's a structured, formal program,
right,
that really will give you the certification that you need to enter the healthcare workforce.
Right, and they have a job when they graduate, right, with the Waymo Memorial Community Health
mm-hmm.
Centers.
Yes.
So they don't have to go out looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And their clinical and all that kind of schooling that they would go through, they get to meet everyone, correct? And,
yeah,
and work with staff. And so it's not like they graduate and have to be put really in a new situation.
Yeah, no, they're definitely part of the team,
mm-hmm.
even as a student. And what we have found is that most NEMA graduates end up staying in the office in which they were being trained.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you've even, once you become a medical assistant and all the past medical assistants, they have also moved up the ladder, right?
Yes. Actually, we have one of our nurse practitioners started off, as a medical assistant within the organization. So we really support staff development and growth
right.
opportunities. And
mm-hmm.
We are exploring additional programs such as an LPN program so that those medical assistants will have the ability to grow
right
within the organization.
Right, because I think, sometimes people are hesitant to go into one field because there's no growth. I have seen so much growth within within the community health centers and the employees here and how much they've, advanced because they're encouraged to do that,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah. Yeah, our goal is that everyone would be promoted from within.
Right.
And so regardless of what role you start at, you have opportunities for growth and development, and it's really up to the individual person
mm-hmm.
and what their personal goals are.
Right. And just on another note, you are continuing to improve the service within our community health centers, right? And you just launched a new EMR. So we're just asking people to be a little patient,
yes,
right?
When
during that process.
Yes.
But again, it's to help streamline everything, mm-hmm. right? And connect all of your services together.
It will connect all of our services and all of our locations so that you don't have to repeat information.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're you see one of our medical providers and you're on a blood thinner, our dentist will know.
Right.
So it's really about providing a system of care.
Yes.
And we're really excited. We'll find out in January about our family medicine residency.
That is very exciting,
yes.
right? So I'm sure, listen for that news to come out. And again, it's just, thank you. Your board, your staff, everyone within the community health centers has done an amazing job for our community. I really want to thank you.
Thank you. We have a wonderful team.
Yes, yes. And so we're almost done. Any other words to our community? I know we're coming into the holiday season.
Yeah, no. Just everybody have a very, very safe, happy, and healthy holiday season and new year.
Great. And yes, and I could definitely say the same for our community. So Terry, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening and have a great day.